We're here with Bison forward, Avery Coonan. Avery, it's been a terrific season for you guys so far. You're riding a 20-plus game winning streak. You're one of the top mid-major teams in the program. What is riding that that wave of energy, excitement, and, of course, that winning streak done for you guys?
Yeah, I think just being confident in ourselves, and we've slowly kind of developed into our identity as a team, and each individual has really stepped in and embraced their role that, you know, they have for our team, and it's just been great to see to kind of, you know, feed off, you know, win after win, and try to just keep building that momentum, you know, going into the tournament.
Now, as a junior on this team, you're one of the leaders, somebody that's relied upon. How have you transitioned from the role of underclassman to leader on the court for the Bison?
Yeah, I think confidence plays a huge role in that, just, you know, evolving with the game. And then it also helps when you have teammates that support you and then coaches that support you as well. You know, when you have people that you feel like look up to you. And I think, you know, our whole junior class, honestly, and all of our upperclassmen are just, you know, good role models to look after. So trying to, you know, put my best foot forward every day so that they have a good person to look up to has been important.
You know, as good as anybody the last couple of years, this Jory Collins program has consistently been building, just putting block after block on top of each other to improve. And now this year, all the success that you guys are starting to see, did you think that this team could be as good as you currently are and have a 20-plus game winning streak at any point this season?
Yeah, I think I knew the potential was there. You never know, you know, throughout the course of a season, like what's going to happen, you know, highs, lows, you know, you never know, like injury, sickness, whatever there is. But we've been very blessed and very fortunate throughout the whole year. So I think we really have just a good group of girls that, like I said, keeps showing up and has been putting their best foot forward every single day. And we're also a competitive group. So, like, every single day we show up and we're ready to go and we want to win. And when you have, you know, the talent that we have, but also, you know, that mindset, it really just sets us all up for success.
How cool has it been seeing the support of the community? I know coming to the Shack, maybe there wasn't as great of attended games a couple years ago, but the success that's starting to come and the fun it looks like you ladies are having on the court is starting to have the community embrace it. What has that been like, and how does that help fuel you each night?
Yeah, that's a huge blessing when you have the community support that we've started to have. And I think that's really just evolved over the time that I've been here, just what I've seen. And when you have a crowd like that supporting you, behind you, and even when you're out there, like, you can feel that energy, you can, you know, feel that it gives you extra momentum and kind of an extra juice going into games. And just knowing that, you know, all these people have our backs, and, you know, you go out and you, like, get a good job, good game last night, whatever it is, from people, it's just a huge blessing to be a part of something that special.
This season, knowing that you've been number one in the mid-major poll, you're on top of the Summit League currently, I'm sure it's not something that you look at regularly, but how cool is that to be able to see those accomplishments, to see people talking about them and saying, hey, we still have more work to do and we're going to even improve upon that?
Yeah, I think honestly just taking it not as pressure or anything, but just as, you know, hey, look, like, what you've been able to accomplish and what you've been able to do so far this year, and help it, you know, build our confidence even more. And then just also try to keep that as our standard here now. And, you know, it's been, you know, a process to get to that point. So just being grateful that you have a group of people that's, you know, been supportive and has put in the time and effort to, you know, get to, yeah, that number one position or whatever, but also, like you said, being aware of, you know, that's not the end goal and that there's more to accomplish. So, yeah, just remembering that too.
Not trying to foreshadow or jinx anything by any means, but understanding the regular season's winding down, Summit League tournaments approach the next week or two, there's a good possibility, regardless of what happens the next 2 weeks, that you could be one of the 68 teams in the Division I national tournament. How cool of an opportunity would that be, knowing that, I mean, you're one of the top teams in the country, and once you get in there, anything can happen.
Yeah, anything definitely can happen, especially if you get, you know, put in that situation. And I think it's just one game at a time. You know, again, you know, postseason is a different kind of season even. And, you know, you work all year to put yourself in a good position going into the conference tournament to get a good seed and then eventually hopefully make it to the NCAA tournament. And we've done that so far. And just playing it game by game and seeing what happens is going to be important. And, you know, just being ourselves and just knowing that that's going to be good enough.